You know, as you know, I had had a chance to meet Colonel Corso and exchange information with him back in 1992, which was quite a long time ago and quite a while before he had spoken to any folks in the UFO field. And I had the same reaction you did. He sort of downplayed his role and, you know, he came to my attention because of his interest in the POW issue. And he had appeared before Congress and testified, and the information he told Congress then turned out to be true, although it was quite controversial. And the stories that he told just caused your jaw to drop. You know, it was unique, maybe the most important UFO whistleblower in history. But, of course, as you know, since your book came out, there have been a lot of attacks on him, which you know, comes hand-in-hand in the UFO field. That happens. The nastiest attacks, I would say, relate to technologies that Colonel Corso claimed were the direct result of materials taken from the Roswell crash site. Would you explain to us, give me a laundry list of the kinds of technologies that the Colonel says were developed, how he helped to get them developed, and then address the criticisms that this could not possibly be true?
Sure. First of all, just as background, Corso never said that there were no technologies before the Army seeded them. That's the premise. And a lot of the people who attacked Corso, I could say attacked the book, but they were really attacking Corso, said, oh, no, Corso said that the Army started lasers, and lasers were there before Corso, so this is all a lie. The Army said, Corso said that there weren't microcomputers before the crash of Roswell or before Corso gave that integrated circuit material to IBM, et cetera, and we all know there will. But the fact is, had anybody actually read the book that was attacking the book, those people would have read that Corso never, ever said that the beginning of those technologies came with the technology being seeded from the Roswell crash. He said just the opposite. What he said was that, and these were the integrated chip, fiber optics, super tenacity fibers. He mentioned Kevlar, but it was really super tenacity fibers. Those were really the main ones, and then there was night vision. And there is some proof, by the way, extrinsic proof, that of the book, because if one goes to the Fort Belvoir, history of night vision goggles, I forget the actual name of the report, but in it, it credits Lieutenant General Arthur Trudeau as being instrumental in funding the transition from the night vision apparatus that the British and the Germans had, as you know, at the end of World War II, this humongous power-driven device, to the night vision goggles that were available to the troops for the troops in Vietnam. So that really took place over a 3 or 4 year period, but the active 2 year period being from 1961 to 1963, and it's all laid out in the report. Of course, nobody will ever say UFOs, aliens, inner eyelid from the aliens. They never said that because that was not supposed to be discussed, and it wasn't. They simply said that the technology was brought to them from Army R&D, along with a very sizable budget for funding, and under Trudeau's urging, they developed it. So there's night vision, integrated circuits, fiber optics, super tenacity fibers. These are the kinds of things that Corso said, and the laser, the surgical laser, that he helped seed into industry. And what did he do with it? He didn't take it to people who didn't know what they were. I mean, that was the interesting part of this thing. He took it because he was told to. This was not, he wasn't the guy pulling the strings. He wasn't the godfather of UFO technology. He literally was a courier. He told us he was a courier. He didn't claim anything more than being the courier for this, working for Trudeau, a deputy. He took this material to the various industries where the research was going on. So he took the laser to the Army lab at Columbia University. No accident there, because as we all know, General Eisenhower, Corso's boss in the 1950s when he was at the White House, Eisenhower was the president of Columbia University in the late 1940s. It was his platform to run for the presidency in 1952. So we know that. He took the Super Tenacity fiber to Monsanto and also to the University of Colorado, where supposedly they were doing research on this. He took fiber optics to Lucent Technologies, Bell Laboratories, and the along with the integrated circuitry. And this is what he said he did. And once he gave them the budget, once he gave them the material, that was it. Hands off, done, over and out. He didn't really track this stuff after that. He went on to other things. So that was the premise of what he did, giving it to industries. Now, immediately after the book, there was a whole rash of criticism. Wait a minute, you can't tell me that the Army was responsible for the integrated circuit, the laser, the this. They were all under development before 1961. True, that was why Corso said he took the material to those various places, because that technology was under development at the time. But it was under development in such a way that were they able to see a finished product, an exemplar of something from the future, they could then reverse engineer that into something usable, and that's exactly what they did. Corso said there was a rationale behind what he did. He wasn't the brains, he was told to do it. The rationale was that in the late 1950s, after Arthur Trudeau got into this flap, and you all know this flap, he kind of outed Alan Dulles's spying, the Galen spying, saying it had been penetrated by the Stasi. There was a big blow-up. Everybody wanted Trudeau's head. They wanted him kicked out of the Army. Corso was at the White House at the time, rallied a bunch of people in the Army, and basically said, you know what, this guy is pointing his finger at a communist infiltration, the Senate, mainly Strom Thurmond, said, we're going to hold up any new appointments to general staff until Trudeau gets a third star, and we resolve this. Trudeau got his third star. They moved him out of Army G2 and into this backwater command of Army R&D, and Dulles went off to Turkey for a little vacation, and when they came back, everybody was friends again. Trudeau gets to Army R&D, realizes there's all this technology, exotic technology, not just the stuff, how the French had the machine gun mounted to helicopters or some of the Italian technology, but he discovers that there is this, call it a Roswell file, for want of a better term, in the Pentagon.